address it.
And if you, you might say, I'd like to write to him, but I don't know his
address.
If there was something that you...
But address is what they would have said.
Address.
I don't know his address.
If somebody asks you about something that you were about to do but you haven't done yet, like if they ask you if you've put up that new fence yet, you might say, no, but
I didn't get the question.
It was something like, if somebody asked you about something and it was, you had not done it yet, but you were about to do it. And that, like, for example, something like they might say, have you put that new fence up yet? You might say, no, but
I'm going to do it.
Do you, what would they call a child that told on other children?
Tattletale.
Have you ever heard that used in
reference? Or a toddler.
Or a tap. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that used in reference to adults?
Yeah. Today.
Today you have?
Yes. I still use it. And it seems like a very appropriate word.
And does it imply kind of like a gossip?
Yeah. Yeah. A tattle, to me, well, I would say, if you just said, in general, if you say, she's a tattletale or something, mm-hmm. you just meant that she just loves to carry tales. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you you say, well, he tattled on me,
mm-hmm.
It's a derogatory term. In other words, it usually meant to... a favor for themselves, you know, to put themselves in good stead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, nobody wants to be a tattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be, yeah.
He tattled. I'd use it that way.
You'd use it as a verb?
Yeah. In fact, it just seems like a real good word right now to me. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't hesitate to use it in that.
If you wanted a bouquet for your dinner table, you'd have to go out to the garden and
pick it.
Pick some
flowers. And I wouldn't have called it a bouquet either. I would have called it a bouquet.
I would have too. As a matter of fact.
I didn't want a bouquet was.
I wouldn't have either. Something, what would you call something a child might play with?
Toy.
Did you ever hear it called?
Plaything?
Yeah.
Yes. Very common term.
Now, in talking about something that you received
in
from...
In fact, that... a plaything for a child would be one thing. If you referred to a plaything for a man, you'd probably be referring to a mistress.
That's right.
Yeah, really.
That's right. I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, a man had his plaything too.
That's funny. I'm very, it's that same mm-hmm. word. And you
there's so-and-so with his little plaything.
Oh, gosh.
I mean.
That's strange. I never thought about that. That word had such widely varying meanings there. Yeah, how about play pretty? Have you ever heard
that?
Yeah,
play pretty, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I was real small, I can recall that just the most common use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I play pretty, and Daddy would bring you play pretty.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about a book that you had received from somebody, you'd say that's the book he
loaned me.
And if it was, if you were talking about giving, that someone had, well, and giving it to you, say that's the book he
loaned.
Okay.
I would have never said lent.
Yeah.
I thought that was around Easter.
Okay. And at Christmas time, if you were talking about something that you received, like if you'd gotten a new toy, you'd say this is the toy Santa
gave me.
Okay. And then
I'd say I got it for Christmas.
I got it for Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, talking about something that you received, you'd say, well, like if you had a relative that gave you something, you might say, well, in the past, he has...
sent me something.
Or if you were talking about giving, you'd say he has...
given.
Yeah.